Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes you don't find someone for a long time, and then when you do, it changes your whole life. You find someone, maybe it's just a YouTube video, and it's you saying it's still your motherfucking set, and it's you just pushing people and telling people to go get after it, and people see that, and all of a sudden it's like they get goosebumps, their heart starts racing. It's like you gave them a drug, like you gave them fuel. And then they want to change their life. Then they want to watch you tomorrow. And then they want to watch you when they're at lunch break. That's fuel. And you literally can change a person's life through that. Because we need each other. I mean, this is, it's one more piece of evidence that we need each other. And that we have this sort of very strange, loose-fitted community of all human beings together. When someone like you does something that's exceptional and says something that's exceptional and has these inspirational words, it can change a person's whole life, change their whole path, change who they are. I've gotten so many messages from people that say, I lost 130 pounds. You know, I did this. I got off sugar. I'm fucking running every day. I hit the gym 5 days a week now. I'm a different person. I'm drinking water. I'm exercising. I take vitamins. I'm eating healthy. I got more juice. I got more energy. My whole life is different now. There's no personal satisfaction in accomplishments if nobody loves you. You're not going to enjoy it. Love is the most important thing, and that sounds so cliche, but without love, it's all useless.
Yeah.
It's all useless. We all need each other. Yeah. We really do. There's something beautiful about that, though. You know, like you can't just go it alone. You really do need each other. Through time and effort, you build a stronger human. You build a stronger body. You build a stronger mind. You build accomplishments and will and momentum. And then you look back and you go, hey, man, I'm not washing tables anymore. You know, I'm not washing dishes. I'm not cutting lawns. I'm not digging ditches. I'm a different person now. You are not your past. You're you. You're you right now. You might have done some things you wish you hadn't done. Don't dwell on that. You learn from it. That's fine, but don't dwell on it. Just keep moving. Keep moving. You know, use it. Use it as fuel. Say, never again. I get what I did wrong, but don't think that you're that person that made those mistakes. You're the person who's learned. I think that endurance, enduring something and building up that ability to endure things, that's also a very important mechanism that you could apply to everyday life. Like that, the mechanism of understanding how to endure. Because a lot of people are just running from discomfort. They're running from it. They're just avoiding it. It's so easy to. And like if you get distracted for a second, you're like, let me check my phone. You just start going through your phone and looking at bullshit, and you're just distracting yourself from the tiniest frustration of boredom. Just the little, we don't get bored anymore. Or if we get bored, we get bored for these tiny amounts of time, and then you get distracted. So your distraction is eliminating your boredom. But the problem with that is like, there's certain thoughts that only come to you when you're thinking. when you don't have any input coming in. When we're constantly looking at our phones, the only input you're getting is input from other people. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes you get good stuff out of that. But it's like a diet of only fruit. You know, like, hey, motherfucker, you need some protein.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you need to get some other things in your diet. You know, and I think having discomfort in your diet, like having it as a regular part of your life, it minimizes the amount of other kinds of bullshit. And I think that insanity and greatness are next door neighbors, and they borrow each other's sugar. There's something about mastery, like true mastery, that requires you to shut off massive areas of your life, personal areas, relationships, education. My education was a joke. I mean, until I was 21 years old, until I started doing stand-up comedy, I didn't read books. I mean, I might have read a Stephen King book here and there to kill time while I was on the train on my way to training. But there was no desire to educate myself. If I was educating myself, it was maybe reading the Book of Five Rings to learn better strategy to be a better fighter. That was all it was.
Or was there ever a point where you said, I'm a little out of balance, I need to go the other way?
Well, I realized I was a flawed person for sure. You know, and I think in realizing that you're a flawed person...
What helped you realize that?
Just fucking up. Just being an idiot. You know, realizing, you know, girls would get mad at me, or maybe guys would get mad at me. Whatever it was, I realized that I had flaws, you know. Uh-huh. I knew that I was... And then also failing at comedy. One of the hardest things to do is to go from being really great at something to sucking at something. And that something that you suck at is now your path. You know, and that's what I found myself in comedy. You know, I could get laughs every now and then, but I knew I wasn't anything special. I knew I was terrible. And there was something exciting about being terrible, because I had potential, because there was potential for growth. Mm-hmm. You know, if you start doing it and you're great at it, like, naturally, like, maybe I wouldn't have had the motivation to do it as a living for 25 years like sure. I've done. I don't know. But at that time, you know, making that transition from martial arts competition to being a comedian, that's when I started going down the road of balance and started trying to balance myself as a person. And I started trying to almost educate myself to have more things to talk about on stage. And then along the way, my curiosity started to blossom. And then I started to just be interested in things for being interested in them. And as I got better as a comedian, I became less worried about what other people thought about me and more worried about just improving and keeping, you know, keeping this sort of momentum going. And as I relaxed more, you know, in having some success in life and sort of not worrying about bills as much, not worrying about my future, then I started to explore altered states of consciousness, and then I really started opening up the door to the whole yin and the yang. Life is filled with so many different kinds of experiences that are available, and that's one of the things that you sort of open up to when you relax. When you relax and, you know, you don't worry about what you look like, you don't worry about what you sound like, you don't worry about how people feel about you, because you've thought all about all these different things on your own, and you've kind of corrected as many things as you can correct given that time period. But you feel comfortable that you're on a good path. Mm-hmm. You know, then you sort of can entertain ideas that maybe you wouldn't if you were insecure. Sure. Or more insecure. You know, I think you have to be insecure if you're finite. We're worried about death. We're worried about disease. We're worried about loved ones. We're always going to be, in a certain sense, insecure. You know, we're worried about being sexually attractive. We're worried about being socially interesting.
Sure.
You know, there's always going to be some form of insecurity. But that's also part of the balance of life, too. It's like, you don't ever get to bliss. You know, what you get to do is chase bliss. You get to enjoy the moment. The moment is amazing, and it'll go away, and you'll be fucking tired, and you gotta get up, you know, and you gotta drive in traffic, and you're not gonna like it. And you gotta, you know, do some shit you don't wanna do. There's a lot of times where I work out where I don't want to.
Yep.
You know, and I'd make myself do it. If I was living in bliss, I'd just be a fat fuck sitting on the couch, you know, thinking that I don't wanna do that. My life is about enjoyment. No, there's enjoyment in doing things you don't enjoy.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.